This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's part of our Hot 25 playlist, best songs of summer ever. Part of our Hot 25 must-see and do events all summer long in the greater Decatur area, presented by the Bob Brady Auto Group and Limitless Decatur. We're out at the Forsyth Classic Professional Golf Tournament Symmetra Tour all this week, having a lot of fun, but still a little time for baseball. Every Tuesday morning, courtesy of Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, we check in with Mike Claiborne and the Red Bird Report. All right, Mike, good victory over San Diego last night. I don't think we spent a lot of time talking about Jose Martinez. That guy's having an unbelievable couple of weeks.
Yeah, he really is, Brian. He's gotten off to an incredible start in the month of June. He's been almost impossible to get out. Now, mind you, he hasn't faced what you call Cy Young candidates, but I think the key is he's taking advantage of the fact that maybe he's not facing top-line pitching, but he's making them pay for it. And so you have to tip your cap to him for that.
Well, you do, but last night was – yesterday was sort of part of the problem with the Cardinals as I see it. We get a little offense going, but, man, you get into the relief area, and we've always got to have the drama. We managed to win the game, but there's always that little doubt.
Well, I think that's really one of the problems. And you know what? To be honest with you, I thought the bullpen was going to be the strong suit at the start of the season, but I guess the way it's been handled and the injuries and everything else, it can be a little dicey. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I don't think anyone anticipated Bud Norris having the impact. Or even Jordan Hicks, those two guys having that sort of impact. I don't think anybody saw that in spring training. And if not for those two, we'd be in big, big trouble.
Yeah, and you know, it's a little bit patchy. I mean, you know, obviously you're going to expect a little bit of that, but they got to be able to seal the deal. We've had such great starting pitching. What is there anything on the horizon as far as any help in the bullpen?
No, you're seeing everything, and I think the indicator was they called out Daniel Ponce de Leon, who's a young man who got hit in the head with a line drive and had to have brain surgery last year at this time. He was called up yesterday. Once you get past him, we're talking about guys who aren't even on the 40-man roster. Cardinals have used virtually everyone in their organization that's on the 40-man roster so far this year. And the next help you will look for will probably be outside the organization.
All right, let's talk about what happens today. We take on San Diego again. Who will be starting tonight for the Cardinals?
Miles Michaelis, who is probably all-star worthy, is going to get a start. He's going after his eighth victory of the year. And I'm not sure where we'd be without him too, Brian. I mean, this is a guy that when you watched him in the early portions of spring training, you were like, well, who thought this was a good idea? Because he got shelled, made a couple of adjustments, and he's been the most consistent pitcher for the Cardinals, being able to go long in the games. He's faced teams now more than once, and he's done a nice job against a lot of guys. San Diego, they're going to roll the dice today. They're going to have a bullpen start, which means they're going to use all the guys solely out of the bullpen. Some guys will go three, some guys will go four. They're going to try to piece this thing together. That's why it was interesting last night to see San Diego go as long as they did with their starter, knowing they had this game on tap today. So we'll have to see how things unfold.
All right, what about the All-Star vote? Is this important to Yadier? You know, he would be making his, what, ninth All-Star?
I think it is for him as far as his legacy is concerned. I think it's going to be hard to make. I think Buster Posey's gotten off to a good start, as he always does. And the guy over in Cincinnati, Tucker Barnhart, is a gold glover. Now, the problem is they don't vote a lot in Cincinnati, so he's going to have a tough time from that standpoint. JT Realmuto probably is deserving of an All-Star opportunity as well. The unfortunate thing about the All-Star game, Brian, is it's voted on by the fans as far as starters are concerned. Sometimes we vote for it our heart more than our head, and that can be a little bit of a problem. So then all of a sudden the politicking takes place on who the manager is going to select, and in this case it would be Dave Roberts. So we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed, but there's some good catchers out there right now that might prevent Yadi from making this ninth All-Star.
All right, we did sign Nolan Gorman, the Cardinals draft pick. We talked a little bit about that around draft time, but what does this kid's future look like? I mean, he seems like he could have a big, big, big career ahead of him.
You don't see a lot of left-handed hitting third baseman. He's a solid player from what I'm told. I have not seen him play, but everybody else said that this kid was on the radar of everyone for a few years now. I'm like this. He took BP yesterday, and as I said to him, the next time I want to see you take BP or just swing the bat in Busch Stadium is with against a guy in another uniform. So I'm just going to put him on the shelf, come back and check in 3 years from now. Hopefully we'll have a bona fide ball player that can help the Cardinals.
All right, we're just a couple of days away from Flag Day. You ready to make any sort of pronouncements about this team this year?
Well, because it's you, I'm going to just tell you the Cardinals are a team right now that's got a lot of work to do. If it wasn't for the starting pitching, this team would be out of contention already. So what they have to do is fix the bullpen, and they got to create offense. The offense that they have is virtually solely from the home run ball. Last night was a great example. You had bases loaded with one out, and you didn't score. They've got to find a way to manufacture runs. They need a more consistent lineup. You've got three guys in the lineup every night that hit under 250. So you've got to find more offense if you think you're going to beat the Cubs and Milwaukee. The way it looks now, the Central Division might have the two wild cards, so it's a golden opportunity. But I don't see the Cardinals getting that far unless they fix some things, and they need to do it quick. And I don't think the answer is currently on this ball club. The guys on this ball club, they've been given multiple chances at different positions. It's not working. You got to look outside the ball club if you want to bring in something. And unfortunately, Brian, every year you and I talk, we always talk about we need another bat, such as the case again.
All right, great stuff as always. You heard it here first. Mike Claiborne of the Redbird Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. We'll check in with Mike next Tuesday.